KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, committed to enhancing the driving experience with vehicles like the 2023 Sequoia, with its all-new design and durability to take adventures on and off the road. Learn more at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning, I'm Tepe Cruz. It's Friday, April 26. Members of Congress are investigating Oceanside-based Front Wave Credit Union. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. A fire broke out yesterday afternoon on the Oceanside Pier. It was reported just after 3 p.m. Oceanside Mayor Esther Sanchez said the city was almost done with the engineering to update the more than 100-year-old pier.
We have a sense of urgency because 100 years, that's how long she was supposed to last. And she's starting to, you know, show age because she's starting to fall apart.
There were no immediate reports of any injuries. The USS Midway Museum and the Port of San Diego broke ground yesterday on Freedom Park at the Navy Pier. The project is expected to be the largest veterans park on the West Coast. A statement from the Midway said Freedom Park will enhance a public destination on the waterfront and pay tribute to those who have worn the nation's uniform. The park will feature a nature garden, memorials, monuments, seating, and interpretive signage. It is estimated to cost around $65 million and will open in 2028. Today's weather is going to be similar to yesterday's, with a chance of scattered showers, but the gloomy weather won't last long. The National Weather Service says it's expected to warm up over the weekend. Today's temperatures in the inland and coastal areas will be in the low 60s. In the deserts, temps will be in the low 70s. And in the mountains, it'll be in the high 40s. The wind advisory for the mountain and desert areas will be in effect until 11 tonight. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
Members of Congress have launched an investigation into Oceanside-based Front Wave Credit Union. Last month, investigative reporter Scott Rodd revealed how the credit union collects millions of dollars in overdraft fees from young Marines every year.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants answers from Front Wave Credit Union.
Because we were concerned that young Marine recruits are just plain being cheated.
The Democratic lawmaker is spearheading an investigation to determine if Front Wave is violating the law. The company has an exclusive arrangement with the Marine Corps. A KPBS investigation found that thousands of recruits who come through boot camp in San Diego are funneled into the credit union every year. It also found Front Wave relies on overdraft penalties as an essential source of revenue.
This is just one more example of a financial institution honing in on young, vulnerable service members.
Front Wave CEO Bill Burney declined to comment. A number of other Congress members signed on to the investigation, including Senators Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, J.D. Vance, and House Representative Sarah Jacobs. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
More than $17 million in new federal funding is coming to North County for 9 community projects. The funds are from the government funding bill President Biden signed last month. One of the projects is for new forensic DNA equipment for the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Kelly Martinez said the technology is much needed.
And what happens a lot of time with cold case crimes is we have DNA samples, but they've either degraded or there's such a small amount that we aren't able to test them properly. And this technology will allow us to do that.
The DNA testing tools will be available to more than 30 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in the region. San Diego's looking to add tens of thousands of new homes in Hillcrest. And with the neighborhood short on open space, some are looking to the 163 freeway for a new park. Here's Metro reporter Andrew Bowen with more.
Glenn Younger is owner of Gras Safe and Lock. The business occupies a 110-year-old building right next to the 163. That proximity to the freeway can be convenient, but it has its downsides.
It's noisy and smelly, and there's black dust. I think it's tire dust everywhere. That comes with it. So we have to wash the windows more often than you would think.
Younger recalls about a decade ago, Hillcrest businesses were exploring the concept of covering parts of the 163 to create new plazas or parks. The idea never really took off. Freeway lids are complex and very expensive. But now that the city is updating the Hillcrest community plan to add a lot more high-density housing, Younger thinks the idea is worth revisiting. The freeway takes up about 5 acres of prime Hillcrest real estate.
If I had a magic wand and I talked to anybody in Hillcrest, if I could give you 5 acres, would you take it? Everybody would say, absolutely, please give me 5 acres. Well, we've got it here. It's just being used for air right now.
Air and a freeway. The city planning department told KPBS they're open to the idea of a freeway lid if people ask for it. Making it happen could cost hundreds of millions of dollars and require close collaboration between the city and Caltrans. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Despite yearly efforts to update flu vaccines to match prevalent virus strains, their effectiveness varies between 40 and 60% as viruses mutate. Health reporter Heidi DeMarkle tells us about a new vaccine strategy, offering the potential for protection against all strains, including those with pandemic potential.
Researchers at University of California, Riverside, have introduced a new vaccine strategy that they say promises to be effective against any virus strain, potentially eliminating the need for yearly shots or boosters. UC Riverside virologist Ron High says instead of targeting a unique feature of a virus, usually a protein, his approach targets genetic material common to all viruses.
I think it will help some people have some doubt for vaccination, gain the trust for the vaccine technology. I truly believe vaccine is the best means to protect us from the future potential pandemic.
Traditional vaccines rely on the body's immune response to fight off viruses, but High says this can be challenging for babies and those with weak immune systems. This new vaccine method uses tiny molecules called RNA that everyone produces to fight off infections. For now, the vaccine works in mice. The next step is to see how humans respond, although that may be a few years away. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
This week, the county began annual larvicide drops in mosquito-prone areas like lagoons, creeks, and rivers. Reporter Melissa May explains how they do it.
Mosquito numbers rise as the weather starts to get warmer, and when there are more mosquitoes, there's a higher risk of the diseases they transmit. Allison Bray with the San Diego County Vector Control Program explains their mosquito prevention efforts.
We actually inspect and treat over 1,500 sites known to breed mosquitoes throughout the county. In April every year, we start our helicopter aerial larvicide treatments, sites that are too big or too difficult to treat by hand.
Helicopters drop larvicide on 52 local waterways covering nearly 1,400 acres. Bray says larvicide is made up of a bacteria that naturally occurs in soil. To help residents with large standing water elements like ponds, unused swimming pools, or fountains in their yards, the Vector Control Program has free mosquito fish available to pick up. Melissa May, KPBS News.
Coming up, we have the 411 on some arts and culture events happening in the county this weekend. We'll have details on those just after the break.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Coming up at San Diego Civic Theater, the San Diego Opera's Madama Butterfly, reporter Jacob Ayer got a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into making such a grand production and spoke with one of the stars and directors ahead of the show.
Love, loss, and honor are central themes in Giacomo Puccini's Madama Butterfly, an opera that's ready to take the stage in San Diego once again. General Director of the San Diego Opera, David Bennett, says he's feeling a little bit anxious and tired, but overall, he's excited.
So this is one of Puccini's greatest operas, and many people think of Puccini as the greatest opera composer, so it's very well known. It came after two other very big successes, La Bohème and Tosca, and this is a very different world.
KPBS was able to get access to a rehearsal inside the nearly 3,000-seat Civic Theater to see what goes into creating such a complex performance.
This is Puccini, who was an Italian, end of the 19th century, very beginning of the 20th century, writing about Asian culture from his Italian perspective. And so the way he sets the score is vastly different from what he had composed before. It's actually very highly influenced by actual French composition, which is very delicate.
The story focuses on a young woman who supports herself as a geisha after her disgraced father takes his life. The performance stars soprano Corinne Winters, who plays that woman, Chocho-san.
This character, for her very young years, is highly intelligent and also very naive. She is very feisty and angry, and at the same time has so much grace and politeness and courtesy.
Winters has played this role three times before and says Chocho-san is a vulnerable character that's emotionally and musically difficult to tackle.
As having to sing this intense, complicated opera from a musical standpoint, and the amount of stamina and technique required to sing a piece like this with those two factors kind of always at play is a lot.
The San Diego Symphony will guide the show. And the stage will be adorned with Japanese-inspired decor to match the storyline, says director of Madama Butterfly, Jose Maria Condemi.
It's a traditional setting of the piece in the 1904-1906. And, you know, it's visually very striking because of all those levels. If you see the different seats in the house, you get a very different experience of it.
Bennett says they took extra care to be culturally accurate in the smallest details.
So we are making sure that we're doing everything with real cultural awareness and cultural knowledge, down to the way everyone moves, the way everyone steps, the way you fold your garments, where the obi actually sits.
In the story, Chocho-san falls desperately in love with an American naval officer and marries him. But he leaves her for 3 years, and while gone, she bears his son, and he takes an American wife. This leads to an unraveling of her identity.
Because she not only married an American in the early 20th century, but she rejected her own culture, and she was rejected in turn. So that creates a very dramatic conclusion to the piece.
With such a powerful story that requires great acting and voice, Winters digs deep for inspiration.
It shows each character as a multidimensional human with a journey and with their light, I guess, the light side of their personality and their demons, and each character has it.
This isn't the first time that the Civic Theater has put on this opera, but it's a great opportunity for those new and seasoned to experience the show.
It is a perfect piece for a newcomer to the opera because it's accessible, the music is sweeping, and it really goes straight to your heart.
The two performances are sung in Italian with English and Spanish text projected above the stage and take place Friday evening and Sunday afternoon at San Diego Civic Theater. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Reporter Jacob Ayer also tells us about the Adams Avenue Unplugged Festival. He says it will feature more than 60 live musical performances.
Inside restaurants, bars, and coffee houses, and on some patios, live original music is about to take over Normal Heights and surrounding areas for Adams Avenue Unplugged. Julia Sanchez is assistant director with the Adams Avenue Business Association, who puts on the event.
We have acoustic, jazz, folk, even bigger bands that they might be plugged in, but you know, there's still like kind of like an acoustic guitar bass to it.
This year, the festivities will begin Friday night with a film about the festival's founder, but the main action takes place from noon to midnight on Saturday across 20 different stages. The headliner concert by the California Guitar Trio and the film are paid events. Everything else is free to enjoy. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Booksellers across the country will celebrate Independent Bookstore Day this weekend, but San Diego is taking it a step further by putting together the San Diego Book Crawl. During the crawl, you can win prizes for the more bookstores you visit and the more shopping you do. The event celebrates and elevates indie bookstores. 13 bookstores are participating this year and will hold author talks and promotions as part of the crawl. Some of the bookstores participating include Bay Books in Coronado, Joyride Bookshop in Liberty Station, Verbatim Books in North Park, and the UCSD Bookstore. Susan Lee is this year's author ambassador. She says bringing awareness to independent bookstores is important.
I think more so than ever, the Independent Bookstore Day and something like the San Diego Book Crawl is crucial because with big box stores and with the growth of online retailers who underprice, I think that there is a real risk that independent bookstores aren't going to kind of be as successful as we need them to be. And quite frankly, indies are where we find a lot more diversity on the shelves.
The book crawl starts tomorrow and runs through Monday. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emmeline Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd like to thank editor Joe Guerin for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated for three generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.